You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Starting today, permit holders can bring concealed weapons onto community college campuses. You probably recall the fight over campus carry from a year ago. The law allows students with a concealed handgun license over the age of 21 to carry a firearm in certain places on college grounds. Remember the debate? There were concerns about quick-tempered students with access to firearms, self-censored classroom discussions, catastrophes involving a good guy with a gun. Some warned those could be the repercussions from enacting the so-called campus carry law. As of today, the law has been in effect for 1 year. So just how has it affected college campuses around Texas? Professor Aaron Bartula has been thinking about this, both as a teacher at a Texas university and as program director for the Department of Criminal Justice at the University of North Texas at Dallas. Professor Bartula, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me.
So the debate surrounding this bill involved lots of warnings about censorship in the classroom and risks of firearms on campus. To what extent have we seen those problems in the past year?
So as far as problems that have occurred, it's more based on fear. And we've seen a lot of increased fear of victimization, of crime. However, if we actually look at the numbers, we don't really see much of a change at all.
Oh, interesting. So you mean look at the numbers in terms of, participation numbers or curriculum?
The numbers of actual criminal incidents involving a firearm. Currently, we're collecting data from the past year to see where what incidents have occurred. Has the trend increased, decreased? But what we're seeing is it's been fairly stable. Looking over the past decade and kind of the trends of the number of incidents that have occurred, we really haven't seen that much of a change.
So if you're in favor of the campus carry law, that you might look at that data and say, all right, we've got a year's worth of information here. It shows campus carry has made colleges and universities perhaps safer, or at least it hasn't increased any crime. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, it would be a fair assessment. If you're a proponent of the bill, you would say, you know, it hasn't increased the number of incidents, which is what advocates against the bill would argue most likely. But at the same time, you could, as a proponent, you would also argue that if an incident were to occur, then people would be prepared. Now, the other side of that coin is that if you are against the bill, you could argue it hasn't had an impact either. So, I mean, it's the same argument on both sides. It just depends on your stance, obviously.
Huh. So as of today, campus carry is also going to extend to community colleges across Texas. What are the different considerations between schools, community colleges, and four-year university campuses?
Community colleges are primarily, by and large, commuter schools. Come, go to school, leave, go home. Four-year institutions tend to be more traditional in the sense of they have residential life and you have people staying on campus for longer. There are some issues that arise with community colleges specifically in the sense that they tend to be high volume, and because being commuter, people come and go all the time. So it's really hard for the security on community college campuses, you know, to really identify who's there, at what time, what the flows are going to be. Whereas at four-year institutions, it's a little more stable with the amount of people on campus. And so it's a little bit easier, in my estimation, for those security personnel to kind of patrol and be prepared for any kind of instances that may occur.
How are professors responding at this point to the campus carry law? Because there was a lot of, there were lawsuits and there was quite a bit of concern among professors, not just students.
Yeah, so obviously I can't speak for all professors, but some people are in favor of the bill. They feel they're more comfortable with it. They feel more secure. Some faculty have this heightened sense of fear of something that could happen. I think you alluded to earlier about this idea of certain concepts and topics maybe being not necessarily avoided, but maybe not discussed in the same manner that they were prior to the bill for fear of maybe a backlash. I've heard some of that through some of my networks, so I don't know if that's actually being enacted, but it is definitely a concern. But the reality is I haven't really personally seen too much of a change. I do go into classrooms. I do sit in review departmental faculty and university faculty. And I really haven't seen that much change at our institution. That's not to say that others have not changed, but I have not seen too much of that.
Professor Aaron Bartula is Program Director and Assistant Professor of Criminal Justice at the University of North Texas at Dallas. Professor Bartula, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.